didn't feel like we had to trade anybody. There was no, you know, sort of requirement to trade anyone. We were gonna take it a case at a time.
That's Ben Cherington. That's just 9 seconds of Ben Cherington there, and I look up at you, and there's an eye roll.
Oh my god!
I look over at Harry. There's an eye roll. I had an internal eye roll. He might be the most eye roll inducing public figure in the history of Pittsburgh sports. Because a lot of the time it's word salad.
Yes.
That was actually succinct for Cherington. We didn't feel like we had to trade anybody. Buddy, you got a bunch of guys on expiring deals. Like, you should feel like you need to trade them. What is Tommy Pham going to do for you the rest of the year? Help you win games in a season that no longer matters? And I guess he could argue, well, it matters. You want to win, or Don Kelly, or whatever. He said on Sunday the stated goal is to get better in 2026.
Yep.
So what does Tommy Pham hitting taters now do for you? Ben Cherington also said yesterday in his media availability that the Pirates had access to players that were ranked higher than who they got back for David Bednar, but they preferred the package. Thus meaning he wanted quantity over the quality. Which is insane to me. One last thing before we open it up to the phones again, Dorm. This from Jim Rosati, Northside Notch on Twitter. I think he's a really good follow for Pirates-related things. In Ben Cherington's tenure, he has acquired 10 of the Yankees' top 30 prospects, according to Baseball America, via trade. Here are the 10. Rowanzi Contreras. Now, new guy, Rafael Flores. Miguel Yajuri. Kanan Smith and Jigba. Edgleen Perez, who's part of this deal. Keiner Delgado. Brian Sanchez. Hoy Park! Maykol Escoto and Diego Castillo. Two of them too early to tell how this is going to pan out. The other 8 failures.
Yep.